I do not want to have what the Chama giving me. Sometimes the Rabbanim make takonis for you. A person has the right to say, yes, I do not want the takonis Chachamim. Kagainzu, like in a case like this, we'll soon see which case, Shainim Loi, we listen to him. See here also, this din that the husband, Yetzin Nisuyin, has the right to use the terrorists of his wife's property, that's like a takonis the Rabbanim gave him. So if before he gets it, before Nisuyin, he says he doesn't want it, he has the right to say he doesn't want it. Gemara says, Mike Goinzu, where was this case? Where is the case that he said it in? So Gemara says, could a Rafuna like Rafuna? Omar Rav, the name of Rav. Tiyom Rafuna, Omar Rav. Yechoyle Isha Shetiyom Alabayla. A wife has the right to say to her husband, you should know, Eini Nizoinis, don't feed me, don't give me no food, don't give me no money, but be Eini Isa, I won't work for you either. Like this, there's a Tchanim the Rabbonin, that the husband has to feed his wife. And because the husband feeds his wife, therefore the paycheck that she makes, her ma'isi yadayim, is also go back to the husband. But it's a takana for the wife. It starts out that the bonum wanted the wife should have food. So it starts out that the husband feeds his wife, and therefore the work that she does goes back to the husband. But the wife has a right to say, don't do me no taifis. Any nizoinis, I don't want to receive no paycheck, no food from you, and therefore be any ace, I'm not going to work for you. So she has a right to say that. So mainly here also, that the husband, before he receives the property of his wife, before the Nisuyin, he has a right to say, Yevsha, I don't want to receive the rights to use your property. So that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. Where the husband, before the Nisuyin, told his wife, I don't want to have the rights to use your property. So therefore, her chotzer that she owns from before still remains by her 100%. Now when the husband decides to give her a get, if he throws the get into her chotzer, that's called the good kinyan get. It's not called Mashakon Seisha Konabayla. This is the first test of the Gemara. Rav Amar Rav says no. Oto yodo mila kanyele labao. Listen, the hands of a wife, the husband doesn't own his wife's hands. The husband doesn't own. No, the question like this. Oto, no, he's asking my care. Oto yod, we'll soon say not like this, but he's holding Rav right now. Oto yodo mila kanyele labao. Doesn't the husband own the hands of his wife? In other words, whatever the wife herself is kerna goes to the husband. So if so, you can ask the question, how could the husband never put a get into his wife's hands? Why don't you have the question right there, how's the get good? My also say, my shakoni shakona baila. The wife's hands is like the husband. It never left the husband's rishus. So what do you have to say? Ella, the famous klal is, we say, gita the yoda boin kiyachad, no, that when the husband puts the get into her hand, at the same time that she receives the get, she receives her freedom like. That now the hand doesn't belong to the husband anymore. It's still in her hand completely. So it stops and stays there. So I tell you the same as far as by Yechatzer also. If so, Ochinami, Gita, the Chatzer, Boin Kiyechot. True, before she receives the get, the Chatzer, this property, what comes out of it goes to the husband. The husband has the Kenyan Paris. But that's only calls them on the married. But now at the same time that she's receiving her get, at that time it stops the rights of the husband. So therefore, it's not considered like it's going back into the husband's possession, but it's staying by her. So that's this famous klal of Gita v'yoda b'ayin k'yechod. So Gita v'chatzer b'ayin k'yechod. Her hand and the get come together. All right, turn over. And this thing must us back now. Omale Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said back to Ravashi, Rova, Yad Isha Kakashale. Like Rova, what kind of question did you have about the hand of an Isha? That Nehi de Koni le Lamaisi Yodeo, true. The work that she does, if she does the work, the money that she gets paid is supposed to go back to the husband. That's true. But Yoda Gufa Mikanyale. But does the husband own the goof, the actual hand of his wife? Her husband doesn't own his wife. So what's the bikasha then? Of course, when the husband puts the get into her hand directly, that's a good maisa gershon. Because the husband does not own the goof, the hands of the isha. So the Torah says, v'nasan diyado, put it into her hand. When you put the get into her hand, that's a vada called the good get. So you can't bring me any proof from a hand to her chatzeroi. Her chatzeroi, the pshat from the chatzeroi, the property that's kind of for you. But here we say if the property is coming to the husband, so it's not called a good ma'isa get. So you can't bring me any proof from the fact the husband could put a get into his wife's hand. The same thing should be good if he puts it into his wife's Rishus property. No, the property of the wife, the chutz of the yard, there we say, Mashakoni Shakona Baila. It should go directly straight back to the husband. So maybe there, it's not a good get. So this, the Gemara says back, no, I'll tell you, Omalei Rav says back, Yadu Eved Kakashli. I did not really mean to ask the question from the hand of an Isha, that you're right. When the husband puts the get into his wife's hand, that's Pshita is good. Because the husband does not own his wife. But what was bothering me was the case of an Eved Kenani. How could he receive a get from his master? Laman Diyama Bishtare Dayatzmai, according to the Man Diyam in Kedushin that says, an Eved Kenani could receive his own shtar shichur from his master when the master puts it into his hand. He becomes freed. The question here, why? Yad Eved Kiyad Rabadamya. An Eved Kenani, there the master owns his Eved Kenani. He owns the hand of the Eved Kenani. So when the master puts the get shichur into the Eved Kenani's hand, there it should not be good. There we should say it never left the rishus of the master. It's still by the master. Ella, why is it good over there? Here is Rabbi's Raya. Ella, what you have to say is, Gita v'yodah boin kiyachad. No, even though usually you own the hand of your Eved, but that's only when he's your Eved. But here that you put the get into his hand, so therefore as soon as the get comes into his hand, he becomes freed. So it's like v'vasach, at the same time we seem to be free with the kabbalas aget. That's called the goodness in his aget. And the Ksais is supposed to explain it. Like the Torah gave him a get to receive the get. So it's a hand to receive a get. So it's Nagaya to receiving the get, we consider as if he has his hand to become freed. So I'll tell you, Hochinami, the same thing by Gita. By giving a get to your wife, Hochinami Gita v'chatzera boin kiyachod. That when you throw the get into her chatzer, even though before the get takes place, true, the kinyan of the chatzer goes right back to the husband, but by gittim we don't say that svar. As soon as the get comes into a chatzer, right away we look at it better as if first they're cut off, they have no mutais, and therefore the get remains in this chatzer by the wife, and therefore it's considered a good nesinus haget. Mor says now, Hahu Shchimra, there was a very sick man. Dikosov la gittil v'esua. He wrote a get to his wife. He was afraid he was going to die. He did not want her see it have to go through Yibum, so he wanted to give her a get first. Bahadi Panya Damali Shabbat, it was on Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he wanted to give his wife a get. But Lahispik Lamesavla, he didn't get enough time. No, it is before Shabbos. Just didn't make it to give it before Shabbos. So he waited. He had to get written up on Friday, but he did not give it to his wife yet. Lamacha, the next day on Shabbos itself, talk of Layalma. He became very, very sick. And he was very nervous. He Medavka wanted to give his wife the get right now before he would die. So what can you do now? How can we help out this man? It's a little bit of get, a little bit like Kuch Nefesh. Like if we'd help him out, it'd feel good. Maybe that would like prolong his life a little bit. So he wanted to try and be maker for him. How can he give a get to his wife? Like this we know, the Lochris Midrabonin, you're not allowed to give a get to your wife on Shabbos. You can't make Kinyonim on Shabbos. And Rashi also says, who are then to get his Muksa? Since the get cannot be used on Shabbos, the get is muksa, not even allowed to touch the get. So what can we do for him? So here the Maisuas Rabbanu will make us say like this. Also Lekayim with the Rabbah, they went in front of Rabbah. Omalu, he told him, Zilu Omrulu, Rabbah told them like, Zilu Omrule, go, he told the man, tell your wife, Likne na leilahu duchta, to Yosef Begita, that you should go and be makna, the property, like let's say the get is in a room, be makna, let this room now belong to your wife. V'tezel ihi, let she herself go, o tiyachad v'tiftach v'techzik bo. Let her make like a chazok in that property. Like the room where the house is like karka, karka's nikta v'chazoka. It's not like we learned, noel get if you close the door, porat, kosher, you break open a little bit, harezu chazoka. Here also, let her go, the tiyachot tiftim is let her go close and open the door of that room, so she'll be kind of the room. In other words, even though you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos either, so this Rabban will make good, and let her make a kinyan that she should be kind of the property where the get is on, and therefore it's considered like it's her property, and therefore the get has been given over to her now, it's like we said before, gita v'chatzar v'boin kiyachot, therefore it's called a chatzar, therefore she is mugareshes. So the mashm here, the Rashi learning, it's better off not to have to touch the muksa, not to have to touch the get, rather just make kinyonim. So therefore we let the husband make kinyonim here, be makna the room where the get is to his wife, and his wife is kind of the room, so she gets this chotzer, so it says if the get and the chotzer come together to her, therefore she is megareshes. And this the Gemara says, oh, Malay Rav Ilish. L'Rava, no, why is this good? It's her original question we asked before. Ma shekon si shekon abayla. Even after the husband is machna, gives her the right to own this rishus, this room, but still, they're married already, they have nisuin already. So after she owns it, still, whatever she owns, the kinyan goes right back to the husband. So the get should not be good. Ichsif. So Rabbi Kemp was a little embarrassed. L'saif at the end, the Gloy Milsa came out that really the story was the Arus Avoy, that they didn't have Nisuin yet, it was only an Erusin. So therefore for sure it was a good territory, it's a good way. That since they didn't have Nisuin yet, so now that she owns the room, it stays by her. We do not say what she owns go back to her husband. That's only after the Nisuin. But yeah, that was before Nisuin, therefore the mindset that was a good Eitzah. This thing where it says, Omar Rav said, like, Yomama b'nesuya, Yomu barusa. Like, it was only said by Nesuya, that Mashikon si shikon abayla. But by Narusa was not said, therefore here what I said was a good answer. The Gemara says, though, but Yishno, Hodar Omar Rav, then Rav had Chazorah, Rav retracted and said, no, that Yishno, I hold my halacha here, this is a good case. You could be makna that loishna, arus of loishna, nesuyin. It does not make a difference whether they had nesuyin already or before nesuyin. It doesn't make a difference. Still, the husband has a right to give her the room, and then the get would be kinder to her. I, after the nesuyin, mashakona ishakona bailo, the territory is, like we said before, gita v'chatzera boin kiyachon. By her get is different. When the husband puts her get into her chatzer, here we look at it as v'basachas. She herself gets a get, and therefore she's cut off from the husband, and does not go back to the husband. So where's the question? I have Omer Rav Mikara. Rav said this before, that was the Gemara before that Rav said, Gitav Yodem Ur Kiechod. So how come here in the story, first he said no? So Gemara says no. Ki Omer Rav Ahi Mai Samra. This was the story that started off Rav. Rav first said his halacha on this story. So first Rav held, you don't say this Svar Gitav Yodem Ur Kiechod. That's why first he said it's only good if they're only in Arusa. But where they have the Nisuyin, there would not be good. Because after the Nisuyin, the husband has a right to keep the property, there would, to use the property would not be good. But on this Maisa Gufa, Rabbi then was Choser and said, no, that the Maisa he holds, that's where we hold, there's this new Klal of Gita v'chatzar boin kiyechad. That once the get goes into a chatzar, she's like tied off from the husband, therefore she could keep the get, that's called the good Kenyan get. Then the Mishnah says, what? He betoich vesa. If the husband throws the get into her house, into her chatzar, it's good. If she's inside the house, mashma, she has to be there. So Gemara says it's a machlokes. Omar Ulula says true, for who shay medis betzad desa u betzad chatzera. It's only good if she is standing right next to her yard or her house. Rabbi Shri Rashi says, no, Rabbi Shri Yama, fidu hi betfeya v'chatzera betzipoiro. Hi betzipoiro v'chatzera betfeya. Look at Rashi's. Even though she's in one city, Tveri, and her chotzer is in another city, Tzipori, and the get goes to Tzipori, still she's Megareshes. I, the Moresa question on Rabbi Shaivo, he, Betoich Besa, Betoich Atzerichtoni. I, the Mishnah says clearly she has to be there in the house or in the yard. So Rabbi Shaivo says, Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. For he and she, wherever she is Kemisha Betoich Besa. For he, Kemisha Betoich Atzeroi. It's considered like it's as if she's by a chotzer. It's as if she's by a house. No, she doesn't have to be there really. But just the chiv on the chotzer mishtameres ladaito, since this chotzer is being watched. For her, it's under her control. She watches it, like nobody can steal something from it. It's watched for her. Then we say, he miskareshes. She is miskareshes, even though she's not standing next to a chotzer. So it comes out, this is a machlokes ula in Rabbi Shia. Does the wife have to be standing next to her house, or next to a chotzer or not? So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says, Lema, let's say, this is what the machlokes is telling you. Tama sova chotzer mishum yodis Rabbi. Ula learns that chotzer helps all over, it's because of a yad, it's like a stretched out hand. So if it has a locha like your yad, I tell you, just like your yad, you're always next to your hand, here also, chotzer is only good if you're standing next to it. Umasov, Ravashiels know that Mishum Shlichis is Rabbi, that chotzer works like a shliach. Just like a shliach go far away from you, who are then your chotzer could also be kind for you, even though you're far away. So Mar says, I'll tell you, Lloyd, no, that's not the pshat over here. The Kuli Yama could be everybody holds Chotzer Mishum Yodis Raboi. That Chotzer has to come on to a din of Yad. It has to be like an outstretched hand. It's like a Yad Arichtadami. Even though the Gemara B'Metziva comes out as also Lagor Meshlichas, Adlochav and Shlichas also, but it has to start out that Chotzer has to be like your Yad. If so, what's the machlokes then? Masa v'kiyada. Ra'ula says, mamash like your hand. Ma yada b'smucha, av chatzar b'smucha. Just like your hand, you're always next to your hand. The same thing that the chatzar could be kind for you only when you're next to the chatzar. The other one, what does Rabbi Ishi hold? He holds, it doesn't mean it has to be mamish like your hand. Because if so, ima yode bidvuka af chaser bidvuka, if so, maybe you're going to tell me that only a hand is good if it's attached. So who then a chotzer is only good when you're attached to the chotzer? And if you're not attached to it, it's no good. Why do you don't say that? Elo, what do you have to learn? Ki yode, true, chotzer is like your yad, your hand. What does that mean? Ma yode mishtameres ladaita, just like whatever comes into your hand, you're under the control of it, you're the one that's watching it. So I tell you, af chatsera mishtameres ladaita. It has to be a chotzer that's under her control, that it's watched by her. La fuke comes to exclude chotzer mishtamer shlal ledaito. If there's a chotzer that she doesn't have control over, it's open, anybody come and take the things there, then that chotzer cannot be kinder for her. But as long as the chotzer is locked up, and she's the only one that has the rights to use it, anything that comes in it, she is kinder it. It's called a chotzer that's kinder for her. Therefore the get is a good get. The verse says, "Who garba there was a man, the Zorak Logital Vesua. He threw a get to his wife. Have a kaima b'chotzer. She was sitting in the chotzer. Now, Ozel Gita, the get went north of a pisla. The get fell on top of, Rashi says, some ate some wood. So it's like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Chazina, let's see. He have a arba amas al arba amas. If this piece of wood was a very big piece, with a lot of wood there, that's dalled amis, 4 ounces by 4 amis, then polig le rishus lanafshi. It's called like its own rishus, and then the get is no good. The get did not come into her rishus, but it went on this rishus of the wood, that is no good. But v'loy, if the wood is not so big, then I'll tell you, chod rishus, it's still like one rishus, and then she is mugareshus. So very modern, like what are we talking about over here? She says, b'maya skinu, what are we talking about over here? Ilayma b'chotzer dido, if we're talking about it's in her backyard, she was in her backyard and the husband threw her the get. If so, ki heve daldamas meheve. What do I care? There was wood in there and the wood is very big, very wide. So what? It's all in her reshus. It's all called her chotzer. Havada the get should be good. Gemara says, Ela b'chotzer dido. Ela my, what are we talking about? That she was in the husband's property. So then the Gemara asks, if it's in the husband's property, so the get's no good anyway. Even if this piece of wood that the get fell on was not for Amos, so what? It's not her property though. The get did not come into her hand. It came into the husband's property. So why is she megareshes? So what's the case? What are we talking about? So Gemara says like this, that true, she's in the husband's backyard. But the husband like Usho, like let her rent, let her use, like Shah gave her permission to use tone, part of his chotzer. He gave her the place where she's using, that place should be hers. So the story is like this. The chad mokke mushli in she, one place the person gives to somebody to use. But trei mekai mislei mushli in she. A person does not give away two places. So that's the pshat. So therefore, she was sitting in the husband's chotzer, and her husband let her use the place that she's sitting on. But now the get fell right next to her on this piece of wood. So if the piece of wood is a very giant, big piece of wood, 4 amis, it's called its own place. Then it's called another place. The husband did not give her that place. Therefore, the get is no good. But if the wood is smaller than dalad amis, so it's not called a new place by itself. It's called the same place where she is. Therefore, it's considered like it was in her chatzar, since the husband lets her use it. Therefore, she would be megareshes. And this the Gemara says, V'le'amor l'soni said, Elo d'loy g'voy asara. That this piece of wood was not 10 tefachim tall. Avul gavoy asar, but if it was 10 tefachim tall, then afagad lehevay arbamis, even though it's not 4 ounces, 4 amis wide. So it's also called the song rishus. So if the get would have fell on this piece of wood, that's more than yud tefachim tall, it's called it a song rishus. And since the husband only gave her one place, it's only where she's sitting, and not here. And also, v'lo yamor nelo deles lei.